I spoke to a herbalist friend of mine, and he said that's the stuff that herbalists have been, they've been prescribing that for a long time for women that have fluid retention and stuff like that, because this guy says that he's actually worked out that that cellulite is a build-up of estrogens, which creates saturated fats and inadequate lymphatic and liver
function. So why to publicise this has he not put it in an established medical journal for his colleagues to critically appraise?
He wants to make money.
Instead, he rings up the Women's Weekly and says, come down.
Because he wants to make money. What's wrong with that? This guy's saying he was the ex-vice president of L'Oreal, so he's got a marketing
background. Exactly, so he's worth it.
But what? So he's saying, I'm making money, but I'm helping people.
You and your herbalist.
No, wait a minute.
You're a herbal junkie from way back.
And he's your cousin.
I'll tell you something interesting that he said. This guy reckons that if cellulite was a problem that affected males, that it would have been solved a long time ago.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's just written,
you're playing
just
right into his hands, really.
I don't agree. They just got the dick hard just last with Viagra. I mean, you know, they've been working on that.
No, but don't you think, I mean...
Why doesn't he do a randomized controlled double-blind, double-dummy sort of placebo-controlled trial on it?
Yeah, she's got you there.
Who does? You reckon he's innocent?